Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, I want to welcome you to a very important program on radio called Church on Air. Let me give God the glory, the Almighty God who has spared our life hitherto. Thank God because despite every situation, you still have the cause to give glory to God for what God has done in your life. I want to thank God because, you know, God will surely visit you and He will do you good. I want to thank God for all those who are making inquiries and calling, you know, on this program. I want to thank the Lord because you are really following this program. And I know with the questions you are asking, I know that, you know, there is transformation, there is impartation, and God is doing wonders, you know, in our life. And I pray that as you continue, you know, to focus on Jesus, He will make you His miracle machine in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you please help me to tell somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is on this channel and it is another time for God to bless us. Hallelujah. Last week, I hear with you that I'm finishing on all the messages on divine visitation, but because of one interaction or the other, inquiries, you know, questions from our people, I brought up another topic that we are to discuss together today. And I know that with this topic, you and I will be blessed again in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, by the grace of God, we are sharing on pleading for divine visitation. Pleading, you know, pleading for divine visitation. And let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 64. Can we read from verse 1 to 3? Isaiah 64 from verse 1 to 3.
Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth. The fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence.
Hallelujah. You discover that in this particular passage, you know, Prophet Isaiah was asking God, he was asking for God's, you know, divine intervention in the nation Israel. You know, he had discovered that his man cannot help again. He had discovered that they need God, you know, and that divine visitation is the answer to every form of frustration and stagnation in life. So, you know, was lifting up his hands to God, you know, asking God to visit the land of Israel and to bring his judgment to the enemy. He said, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down. You know, it's a plea for God intervention, you know, in the nation. And I know that even this morning, as you are hearing this message, you are one of the people that want God to come down to the nation of Nigeria. You want God to intervene, you know, in our situation, in our economic situation. Look at security. You see what is happening. Look at all form of destruction, killing, maiming, raping, and all sort of ugly things that is happening in this nation, Nigeria. I am sure you are concerned. And I sure that, you know, this message will, you know, prepare you to pray the more, to look on the face of God, for God to visit Nigeria and to bring every enemy of this nation into judgment. It says in verse 2, able to read, yes.
As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nation may tremble at thy presence.
That the enemy of God will tremble. You know, I believe that, you know, this time around, every enemy of this nation, you know, they will tremble in the name of Jesus Christ. They will feel the presence of God. The glory of God will fill this land. And Nigeria will become, you know, a wonderful place in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's read verse 3.
When thou didst terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence.
We need, you know, divine things. We need things that will be so terrible, that will change the heart of people. Things that will make people to fear God, you know. So, you know, we are all pleading right now. We are pleading for what now? For divine, you know, visitation of God, that God is his time to visit this nation. It is time, just like when Isaiah was also asking for Israel, you know, and God did the miraculous. It is time for God to come to our situation. It is time for God, you know, to do something, to bring judgment unto every adversary of this nation, Nigeria. Hallelujah. Then this morning, I am going to focus on a part of this pleading. You know, what makes God to respond? What can make God to respond to our pleading for divine visitation? I know many people are crying. I know many people are going to the mountain. I know many churches are praying. I know there are men of God who constantly are fasting and praying that there must be a change in this nation. But look, don't be discouraged. Don't be frustrated. God is at work and God answers prayers. But let me share this very well. There are some things that make God to respond to our prayers. That is one thing I want to share this morning, so that, you know, we start to see breakthrough in our prayers. Now, what makes God to respond to our pleading? Number one thing is biblical basis for our request. When our request has divine backing, when our request has biblical basis, when it is not for personal gain, you know, when it is for a collective gain, when it is either a divine decision that you want for this nation, of our life, that will bring the glory of God upon the land. Let's go to the Bible. Let's look at the book of Acts. Acts chapter 4, let's start to read from verse 23 down to 31. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, from verse number 23 to 31, yes.
And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is therein, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathens rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Wow. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness.
Wow, can you see? You know, at this point in time, the disciples are praying. They are looking for divine visitation of God because they are threatening them. They refuse them to preach. They forbid them that, look, you must not mention the name of Christ again. And they said in verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Who is threatening you? You know, there are things threatening people in this nation. There are things threatening us that is bringing, you know, fear into our heart. There are some sicknesses around right now. You know, some lot of, you know, viral infection around that is bringing fear to people. Don't fear at all. You know, Bible says, now, Lord, behold, they are threatening and grant their servants all boldness that they may speak the word. Can you see? Is asking, Father, you know, let there be divine visitation that will give us boldness. Despite what is happening, despite the threat that will become bold. You know, I pray for you as you are hearing all this morning that, you see, despite all the things your enemy is saying, despite all that is happening, despite the evil report, that you will become bold in the name of Jesus Christ. You will stand bold in the name of Jesus, because all those happenings, you know, will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So these disciples are praying. You know what they ask in verse 30? Eh? They said,
by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus.
Do you know that, you know, when your enemies see the hands of God, they will thrive? They will go back. You know, he's saying that, look, Lord, all we are saying is this, stretch forth your hand. May God stretch forth his hand over this nation, over your family, over you that you are hearing me this morning. May God stretch forth his hand. You know, the Bible says, stretch forth that hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of that Holy Child Jesus. When your enemies see the hands of God, they will surrender. Can you see that? You know, when the enemy who are pressurizing you, terrorizing you, when they see the hands of God, may the hands of God be against every enemy of our nation, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the hands of God start to work wonders that will put your enemies to silence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see that happen in Nigeria. And Bible says when they prayed in verse 31, what now happened now?
And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness.
The place was shaking because God arrived. You know, earthquake, you know, shows the arrival of divinity into our lives. So God, you know, gave them the assurance, your prayers are answered. The prayers you are praying, you know, over your life, over this nation, they are answered in the name of Jesus Christ. So it must be for biblical basis for the request. When you are pleading, you know, because these people, they are not pleading for their personal gain. No, not for personal gain. They are pleading for the things of God. They are pleading for the establishment of the kingdom of God. They are pleading for boldness that they want the kingdom of God to gain upper hand against every other power. You know, when you are praying like that, God will surely answer you. And every prayer you are praying today, no, for this nation, God will surely answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Hallelujah to Jesus. This morning, we are talking about pleading for divine visitation, you know, on our land or, you know, your family. And we are asking what makes God to respond. Not because it is not all the pleading that God hears. It is not all pleading that God answers. But today, what will make God answer your own pleading for divine visitation, either in our nation or in your family? Number two thing is a sincere cry from a burning heart. When your heart is burdensome, you know, when you want a change, when you feel, this what is happening, supposed not to happen, you know, not that you are going to God and you are eating chin-chin and you are praying. Mm-mm. Not that you are going to God and you are sleeping your prayers. Mm-mm. You know, the prayer that you are sleeping, there is no burden in it. No burden in it. You know, but when your cry is so sincere, a very sincere cry, you know, from what? From a burdened heart. Let's see the book of Psalm number 85. Let's read from verse 6 to 7. Psalm 85, 6 to 7, yes.
Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation.
Wow. And you see the psalmist there, you know, asking God, because the whole nation has gone astray. You know, they are into iniquity. You know, they have turned to their own ways, you know, and then the anger of God has come upon the people. And, you know, the psalmist was now, you know, asking God, Lord, will thou not revive us again? Lord, revive us. You know, that's my prayer for the church today, that God to revive us. In fact, especially now that, you know, the church is now coming back now. You know, they have now unlocked us. They said we should now start, you know, the ministry again. You know, many people, they need to be revived. Many are going to sin. Many are going to various type of things. And you know what? Not many Christians will return back to church, because some of them, they have gone to the world. So right now, we need revival. That is why I'm imploring churches now, as we are coming in, you know, to organize, you know, good programs, to organize a revival program for every individual Christian. Let every church arise now and bring up revival, you know, for all the Christians to receive fire of God. You know, he said, will thou not revive us again, that the people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. He's crying from a burning heart. I don't know if you have been burning before. and you are burdened for somebody, you know, perhaps that person is a sinner, or perhaps that person is an unbeliever, and you have been sharing, you know, the word of God with the person, and up till now he has not changed. You'll be so much burdened that, you know, you will go to prayer and you will ask God, please God, you know, this person needs divine change in his life. And when you have that type of heart, God will answer you. That is the type of heart, you know, that God answers their prayers. Number three thing that will make God to respond to our plea is when you live a life of absolute purity. You know, when you live a life, you see, let me say this one. God doesn't answer the prayer of a sinner. I've told you, you know, God is pure. The Bible says, he said in the scriptures, be ye holy. Why? Because I am holy. Look, if you see the copper that carries current in your house, and that copper is not clean, you will not have good light. So what carries the power of God in you is purity. When you are pure, God will answer you. The problem you have right now is this. People who are pleading, you know, their hands are not clean. People who are pleading, their hearts are not right. People are asking God to visit our nation, to visit our land, their hearts are not pure. And that is why God is not answering us. That's the only thing. Now, let's see the scripture in the book of Psalm. Psalm 24, let's read from verse 3 to 6. Psalm 24, verse 3 to 6, yes.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob.
Why, how can a fornicator be pleading for Nigeria? I couldn't understand that. How can somebody looting the economy be part of people praying for Nigeria? Can you see that? That's why God is not answering. How can you know, that you too, you have inordinate, you know, ambitions or affection, and you are pleading for Nigeria. You know, that is the reason why God is not answering us. God said, who will ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy mountain? He said, he now answered the question of verse 4, say, he that has clean hands, a pure heart. Is your hands clean? Is your heart pure? Is your hand clean? Some people, their hands is full of blood, and they are still pleading, they are still praying. Some people, their heart have derailed. Their heart is no more with God. Their heart is after mundane things. Their heart is after things of this world. They are like lost wife. Can you imagine when lost wife is pleading for Sodom and Gomorrah? When she's not correct, when her heart is not correct, you know, that is why God has not answered you. Because your heart is not pure. You know, that was why God rejected Saul. The heart of Saul was not pure. You know, his hands was not clean. And so, God rejected him. I pray God will not reject you. You see, but you know, you must live a life of purity. And that is one thing that is not being taught in the church today. You know, we must live a life of purity. You must be pure inside and outside. There are some things that must not be found in you as a Christian. There are some things that must not be named among the children of God again. There must be transformation in our life. So, we need to live a life of purity, you know, and allow the work of the Holy Ghost into your life every day, and you see God's power. So, number one, I've told you, for God to respond to our plea, must have a biblical basis for that request. Number two, it must be a sincere cry from a burdened heart. And number three, I said, a life of absolute purity. Then number four, you know, for God to answer or for God to respond to our plea, it must be in an atmosphere of love and unity. An atmosphere of what? Of love and unity. You know, many of you as husband and wife, you are asking God for divine intervention. You are asking God for visitation. You know, probably you are barren. You know, probably things are not good in your family. But see, you are fighting. Can you imagine husband and wife that are trusting God for babies? But yet, every morning, they are engaged in scuffles. Now, how will God come? How will God, you know, visit them? How will God? You know, there is no love. There's no unity. There are many services today that they call a service center, you know, where there are quarrels. In the church, when pastor and the people are fighting. In a church where there is no unity. In a church where there is no focus. Now, how can God visit them? That is why in many assemblies they remain stagnated up to now. Why? Because there is no love. And the Bible says, by this shall men know that you are my disciple, when you love one another. That is John chapter 13, verse 35. You know, you must love. You know, that must be unity. It is when there is unity, it is when there is love, that God can work. Let's see the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2. Let's read from verse 1 to 4. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. Yes.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Holy Ghost speaking they were, because they are in one accord. Can you see now? God has not visited your family. Why? Because there is no unity. Eh? No, you are not speaking one language. You better start to change right now. God is not visiting the church today. Why? Because there is no unity. Now, Holy Ghost came. He visited the church. He entered the world. Why? Because there was unity. Now, number five thing that we make God to respond to our plea is when there is a desire to see people turn to God. You see, when, you know, the reason why you are pleading is to make people to what? To turn to God. You know, that's why I told you that when it is in the day of salvation and you are interceding for somebody, you are asking God to change the life of somebody. You are praying for governors, you are praying for senators, you are asking God to intervene in their life. Oh, God will answer. Let's see the case in the Bible. You know, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, can we read from verse 36 to 40? 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 36 to 40, yes.
And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there.
Wow! Can you see now? Why did God send fire? God sent fire because in verse 37 we say, Hear me, O Lord, hear me, Lord, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. You know, because it is the desire of Elijah to see that people turn back to God. You know, it is not for his own personal aggravation. It's not for his own personal glory. It is for the glory of God, that the people may come back to God. So when you are making plead, you know, in this respect, God will visit. God will hear. God will come down. You know, when you are asking for souls to be born again, God will answer you. When you are asking for souls in the nations of the world to change to God, God will answer. That was why God answered Elijah, because it was not for personal jamboree. It was not, you know, just to bring glory to Elijah by himself, but that the glory will be to God. So when you are praying, you want to see desire for people to turn to God, you know, God will surely answer your prayer. I pray that in our nation Nigeria, more and more people will start to turn to God. They will start to turn to Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 16, before our time runs out, you know, what makes God to respond to our pleading is also readiness to give all glory to God. You know, when you are pleading and when God answers you, all the glory will go to what? To God. You know, then God will answer you. God will respond to your plea. But if you want to take the glory, you will not. Now, in Isaiah 42, verse 8. Isaiah 42, verse 8. Yes.
I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praises to graven images.
I will not give my glory to another. You must give God the glory. Can you see now? You must give God the glory. Even let's quickly see 1 Samuel 17 as our time is running out. First Samuel 17, let's read 45 to 50 quickly. Yes.
Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Can you see? He said that the earth may know that there is God in Israel. So it is a glory to God. Yes.
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Every glory must be to God. If you want God to answer you, if you want God to listen to your plea, then be ready that when the result comes, you will give God the glory. As you are having breakthrough as from today, give the glory to God and shall be well with you. Thank you for hearing us this morning. May the Lord be with you. See you next week in Jesus' name.
For free prayer and counseling, send them reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.